Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. The following show contains adult language. Adult language. Listener discretion is advised. Anyways, as she's finally coming by, solving feet. From the main event that's set for Bound for Glory to a good main event with a title change and a big controversy between on tonight's Raw, Mother said the controversy that just happened like the beginning of Raw, and kind of like the ending of Raw that I actually did like. We're going to talk about all that was going on today and everything else, but we're going to start off by the TNA Impact. I'm going to go with a little bit of news that as of today, Mickie James' contract with TNA is expired, and she ended up rejecting an offer. So with her being the current women's champion, so what's TNA going to do? Who knows? That would be the big million-dollar question, and will they work out a contract or will they let her go and maybe WWE may want to get her back? Right now, who knows what's going to happen. But the results of Impact Wrestling, although it sucks that I didn't see it. Okay, I'll move.
So you're going to walk away and I'm going to walk away. No, I'm
getting a
chair.
Is
there anything wrong with getting a chair?
Oh, so we got it all. We'll be right back before
we are back. We're good.
No, because like y'all start talking, like go away for like 2 minutes, but then we go back.
Oh, oh my lord. But anyways, AJ Styles defeated Austin Aries in the semifinals. Madness defeated Bobby Roode, and for the finals, AJ Styles defeated Madness. So AJ Styles will go against Bully Ray at Bound for Glory pay-per-view. This will be October 20th. And I guess apparently he left like a little message. He gave a little message to Dixie Carter. And I guess she's supposed to be returning to Impact Wrestling next this coming Thursday. And also, I put it on the side because it kept coming off.
Oh, I see
now.
Okay.
But, anyway, so Dixie Carter will be on Impact this Thursday. Also, Jeff Hardy versus Manic will have a match itself as well. So that will be interesting. And also, the World Heavyweight Championship match ended up being a last man standing match with Mr. Anderson losing and Bully Ray retaining the title. And yeah, it seemed like it was all out of war. And of course, the Aces kind of demolished Mr. Anderson. So I guess the big question is like, where is Mr. Anderson going to go from here? And will AJ... Because he also re-signed a contract with TNA, so...
He re-signed?
Yeah. So he's not going nowhere for a while.
Surprised.
Why are you surprised?
Because I thought that he might have given up with TNA by now.
Apparently, he probably don't want to go back with WWE.
Can't say I blame him.
The way you were mistreated, so...
Yeah, when they fired him and said that it was because of an elbow injury, and there was no injury. So if you remember, he was on... he popped a YouTube video, didn't he, the next day?
Yeah, he was moving around his elbow.
Yeah.
But that was a trip. Controversy of business. Well, it seems like right now he's probably going to go to war against Aces as well. And after the main event for the pay-per-view, because although AJ Styles did sign a contract extension, we don't know how long it's going to last. Well, this leads you to question, like, will he win it all at Bound for Glory or not? That would be the tricky question, too. But for now, only time will tell. But I got a feeling they're going to work something out, so we will see. But we're going to go talk about the last night's pay-per-view in a bit, but we're going to play a song for you, maybe a few, but we will be right back.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you. Maybe I'll wake up for one.
Didn't even block us, they could hear everything that we said.
It probably
is. Should we play another song while we find more news?
Sure thing.
I can have you.
bitches. Beamer, listening to ether, bumping through speakers. Know I got the ethers, rocking don't stop. I keep the rocking don't stop. I'm banging them beats, you know I rock the hip hop. Freeze, you know who it is. It's me, bitches. Smoke good, eat good, drink good, fuck good. Coming to the club, smoking like I used to. My shit on fire, I don't need no gasoline. I'm coming to your block, put the moves to the speed up. Bring me along, man, call me the Sandman. When I drive beats, I'm the one man. Listening to each other, bumping through your speakers. Know I got the ethers, rockin' don't stop. I keep the rockin' don't stop. I bang the new beats, you know I rock the hip hop. Freeze, you know who it is. It's me, bitches. Smoke good, eat good, drink good, fun good. I'm coming to the club, stuntin' like I used to. My shit on fire, I don't need no gasoline. I'm coming to your block, put the new two speed up. Bring me along, man, call me the Sandman. When I drop beats, I'm the one man band.
To everything else. Welcome back. WA event results, you have Kofi Kingston defeated Antonio Cesaro. You also have the Primetime Players defeated 3MB. The Tons of Punk was Island. What is he doing?
Playing his
Tons
of Things.
What are
you talking
about? What happened? The Tons of Punk on ringside. R-Truth and Big E Langston. It was a good battle. But Big E Langston was there. He was in weeks. I won the match. Now, give me a moment here. We're going to talk about a little bit more news before we talk about SmackDown. We're having this past Friday as well. So, and I thought TNA was doing good on the road as of late, but according to news, there has been a lot of talk like. Here we go, here for the pop-ups. I found out about that. Yeah, it happens to be there. They wouldn't call him right now. He loved it. There have been a lot of talk lately of putting the Impact taking from the role and return to a single location like they previously had, Las Vegas and Orlando, and two locations that are currently under consideration. One source predicted that it will occur over next year at the latest. Reason for this decision will be another cost-cutting measure. What do you got to say about that?
I wasn't even paying any attention. I'm really sorry. What was you saying?
TNA has decided they're going to go back to just doing Impact tapings at one place.
Because they're losing money.
Do you think they're not promoting it right?
Yep.
What?
They're basically, they're trying to think that they can draw crowds just based on a couple of things, and the rest of it's just not being done how it should be.
Yeah. I agree.
Otherwise, they're not like marketing correctly in there. And that's what they should be doing. But it's just one of those things that just there ain't nothing up for us to, for them to do. But I guess my thing is this, like, will they have like a wake up call and be like, oh, that's it, you can't do this anymore or anything like that? You think they should give up?
Yeah.
Well, who knows? We'll see. But I'm trying to get to.
She could have, but I trust her.
Oh, go to the recap. Oh, where am I? I can read it. Okay. Here's the results from past Friday's SmackDown. The Cutting the Edge ended with, let's see, Orton tapping out Dutch. Oh, that was the ending, wasn't it? Yeah, that was
yeah.
The ending. Jurassic suspended the Big Show for a day. Tyler Naomi and Brie Bella, they won the 6th Diva Tag Match by disqualification. Miz won the dance off.
That was so fun.
And twerking and all.
It was funny.
Santino Morella defeat the man, Damian Sandow. Alberto Del Rio defeated Ricardo Rodriguez, and Dolph Ziggler defeated Dean Ambrose by disqualification. Shield defeated Dolph Ziggler and the Usos. And then, of course, as I said, when there's any of the Orton tapping out, so that was a total of somewhat 5 matches. It seems like as a late team, they've been doing like 4 matches, and like SmackDown's a 2-hour show, and they can come up with 5, sometimes even 6.
Right.
So, what do you think is the what do y'all think was the problem with TNA not doing like 5 matches, and they're just doing 4?
Basically, TNA's relying too much on their promos and stuff to carry them. And they haven't got it. They just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dan, what are you saying?
Basically, agreeing with everything. I don't want to, but what I've been hearing, Steve, you're going down the drain.
Going down the drain. Well. Even if they end up selling their business to Vince McMahon, you probably don't want nothing to do with it. So that's his words. You never know, it probably will change. Now we're going to get into what we all been waiting for. Last night's results of Night of Champions. And if you was listening to us yesterday, we were talking about like match-to-match and results, and plus, where Hazel finally watched the whole thing this morning, now she can give
it. Okay, you say, like, finally, like I had a choice that I chose not to watch it last night.
Finally? I'm kidding.
I was at the hospital with your stepson. To get off my back, I was being a mommy.
No, I wasn't trying to say it like I was saying, oh, finally. But, anyways.
You want my honest opinion on the pay-per-view?
Just talk about the matches first, then we'll take your honest opinion. The tag team turmoil, of course, that kicked off the show. Primetime Players defeated the Usos, Sons of Fun, and the Real Americans in 3MD. City. Intercontinental Champion Curtis Axel defeated Kofi Kingston for the IC title, so Curtis Axel the tag. AJ Lee did win the Fatal 4 match.
Are you
going to
let me answer any questions? Because you asked me my opinion on it.
Okay. I was talking about the matches. I'm sorry. Well, you got a question? Well, you going to talk about every single match?
I guess I won't. As you like going flying through it like you want to get it done.
I was going to fly through it and come right back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll just fly through it and get your opinions on all of them. Dean Ambrose retained, defeating Dolph Ziggler. Shield defeated the Primetime Players. Rob Van Dam defeated
I broke a reel by disqualification. The handicap no disqualification match, Paul Heyman and Curtis Axel defeated CM Punk with the help of Ryback and Daniel Bryan, defeated Randy Orton and won the WWE Championship. Now, for each match that you saw, what do you think, and what do you think about the pay-per-view overall?
The pay-per-view overall, I didn't think was that good. Because they could have, a couple more titles needed to have changed hands. I don't think it was a very good pay-per-view. It was just like a Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I agree with you, saying that they should at least have, like, at least two titles to change hands.
Yeah. I just thought it was like, okay, whatever, here goes a Monday Night Raw again.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed, and frankly, being at the emergency room watching The Hangover was much more interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know they're going to come up with something at the fan council. Be like, what did you think about the character being?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully, when she does that, we're going to record the whole thing and tell everybody what she thinks. That'd be a good way to say it. I think it did kill it, but all the titles was, like, mostly not changed, except for the WWE Championship. I think I rated it a 7 out of 10 because, like, it was going to be a 5 until the WWE Championship had finally, like, changed hands. And as I said earlier, that the two matches, the handicap, handicap no disqualification match and the WWE Championship match were the only two that saved that pay-per-view. Not saying like all the matches were bad, but it just wasn't, you know, hyping anybody up. Or it's just like the number one thing, like she said, like, all the titles didn't change hands but one. Number two, the announcers, again, wasn't all involved with any of these matches except for the CM Punk and Paul Heyman and Curtis Axel and the WWE Championship match.
Yeah.
Because it, like, seemed like they should be more involved in talking about all the matches than just talk... than just be focused on the two main event shows. And they do that on Raw and SmackDown, too, to focus on the main event or what's going to be the main event for the pay-per-view.
And I think that's why it had that Monday Night Raw feeling about it, was that everything about it was like, oh, coming up with this, and then it kept going over the whole Paul Heyman thing, and then it was going back over the Randy Orton thing, and it's like, you know what, we don't need to keep on seeing that time and time. We've seen it for a month.
Right.
Of every show, every SmackDown, every main event, every NXT, every Raw, they're going over the same things. And then we have to go through it every single time between matches on the pay-per-view. It's like, you know what, just get on with it. Just do the in pay-per-view.
Exactly. This is one of those things that I know we were talking about. Is like, although they do too much talking, they do too much talking about like the same two main events. Like, we don't need to hear that.
We know what the main events are going to be.
Right.
We know what is going on.
And just like, so it seems like they do. You know the show they need to bring back?
What?
Livewire. So they can do it then.
They could.
Like, just promote the pay-per-view more and more.
Right.
Or like they would normally do. Well, that's Saturday morning. It was only half an hour. They had at least two matches, so smart for them on that. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the pay-per-view and also what happened on tonight's Raw, and probably good that it had a big ending and some more news. So we'll be right back.
Stay hitting out again to see a couple shots of Patron. How you feeling? I get your eyes tight. Party poppin', shawty said you coming with me tonight. I ain't sell the lady, I ain't snapping and popping either. I'm bobbing my head, or I'm just standing there watching. I'm a hustler, a hustle. You can tell that I'm paid and I protect what I got. I'm in the house with my man, you fucks gon' get it. Okay, now maybe I'm silly, cause I want you to trip. Yeah, I be on that. You should see when I'm starting. I flash the stones to be bumping. Push the bitch to be rolling. You can tell that I'm just doing my thing. You know the units, the gang. I got my grimy shady with me. You front, you'll have to get me off your ass. A bit of lawsuit and laugh. It's not a big deal. It's nothing but the best.
You know, you're acting like you're down now. I tear the club off of show. This float is gon' bring more dough. You know what you're acting like you're down now. You know you're acting like you're down now. I tear the club off of show. This float is gon' bring more dough. You know what you're acting like you're down now.
When me and Chris got together to do this music, the more we became enveloped, we just developed the fellowship through it. There's no pretension. It's friendship. Me nemesis. It's a true nemesis. It's the same for him. It's just media. See the image. Images. No gimmicks, it's blood in and blood out. When it's beef, you just gotta know when the blood in and blood out. If there's a problem, we solve it. We don't resolve it. It usually just evolves into one big brawl, and we all get involved in it. We should all get a merit. There's much peace we inherit, and wear it like a badge of honor. Pass it around and share it, and let it go to whoever's holding the most current beef on their shoulders. And the soldiers got their backs, and it's over. But tonight, we ain't coming here to beef with nobody. We came to party. Thank gas is a Mr. Ferrari, so it's shady.
Layer of fluid that is actually keeps it of, you know, imbalance and everything.
Right.
When you have a concussion, that kind of gets swirled around, and it's, you know, a normal hit to the head, you'll have what is called a mild concussion. That's when you get, like, just a mild headache, and you don't feel the best. It ranges from that all the way up to where people can't see properly, they forget things, they
right.
have no recollection of what happened, they get sick, and that's the severe kind. Now, when that happens and everything, a lot of times, like, I'll just give you an example. When I fainted at the hospital a couple of months back,
right.
because as I went down, as I told you, all my weight went on my arm and I broke my wrist. But I did, like, hit my head right here. No worries, they checked me out. There was nothing wrong. But if you go back to when I got mugged, remember when I got smacked on the back of the head
mm-hmm.
and I had that horrible headache and the hospital said that I needed someone to keep an eye on me to make sure that I could, if I fell asleep, that I could be woken up?
Mm-hmm.
That's a concussion. A lot of times for serious concussions, they will keep you in hospital. Because of that pure reason, it could be like bleeding in the brain, which can cause blood clots, which can cause a stroke, it can cause death, paralysis, all that stuff. So it's just one of those things where, they have to, they be very careful of it. And after you receive so many concussions, depending on what sport it is, they will actually stop you from doing that sport.
You know, the same thing when they hold those little, they might not be in competition for, I think it was like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that would be just a mild concussion.
Alright. So speaking of which, let's get on to Monday Night Raw, and this is the fact by Hazel Prince.
What?
Were you responding
to
concussion?
Sorry, my question.
It's okay. The title is now vacated, and Triple H came out, I guess, made a decision after Scott Hall show. Maybe he made a mistake, but trying to say that Daniel Bryan knew about it. So, right now, there is no WWE champion at the moment.
Why have I got a feeling that Triple H is going to crown himself?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just have that feeling.
And I know Randy Orton said that it wasn't handed to him, but...
No, Randy wants a prissy-ass little motherfucker.
Dolph Ziggler defeated the United States Champion Dean Ambrose, which I thought...
I thought it was a...
title match.
Title match.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but... Apparently, it didn't go that way. But I guess it just will be like a rematch for the U.S. title. Which we will see. Fandango defeated R-Truth for him losing last night to The Miz. So that was a... I thought he would have lost twice in a row, but I can see why it happened. I guess you can say with the Rose and the McMahon, that business is not going to be officially over yet, but it will be interesting to see how this is going to play out.
I'm sorry, but I personally think that they did wrong by doing that.
Because I know you got something to say about their anti-bullying thing and stuff like that.
Just think that, you know, having Stephanie McMahon as being one of the faces of the anti-bullying campaign, yet she's doing all this, is just absolutely ridiculous. It's bad for business. I've seen loads of things where people are saying that, you know, they're not really interested in taking their anti-bullying campaign seriously anymore. There's a lot of schools apparently have pulled out of the tour that they do where they go around the schools talking about anti-bullying and stuff because of their current storyline.
Which we thought they would have changed something from what happened after last
night. I'm wondering if the reason they let all the superstars come in at the end of tonight's Raw was to start putting that, you know, putting them in their place. Now, I know that wrestling, you always have your faces, you always have your heels.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back to the 80s when the Cold War was still going on, you had, like, the Russians and the Iron Sheik and, you know, all of that lot. And it was against the U.S. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why Hulk Hogan became so big and everything as he was, because, you know, he was one of those wrestlers who was in the right place at the right time. And when you wanted that hero to come in and to beat, you know, all of the wrestlers that came from Cold War countries, so to speak, mm-hmm. and Eastern Europe and that, he was, you know, he was like, I don't want to say, it was like Captain America almost type of thing.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, and I understand that they couldn't really bring in an outsider type character because, oh my God, WWE would just, they would lose big time if they did something like that.
Well, they kind of did with, not with the, Daivari, but, the guy was saying he was from Detroit. He's not like that, but he was getting treated like he was Al Qaeda and stuff like that.
Okay, but look how long that lasted.
Yeah, true.
You know, WWE obviously realized that that wasn't the storyline to go with because there's still so much hurt in the country and everything from what happened and the fact there were at the time still a lot of soldiers dying out there. You know, so that didn't work because of that. So I understand they're trying to choose this, you know, different storyline in the sense that they want to make it so that you've got your bullies and everything. And yeah, you have that. That's why you have faces. That's why you have heels. But I think the McMahons have really just taken it one step too far by turning the Big Show into a hired thug. They could keep the storyline without that bit going.
Mm-hmm.
I think then having the Rhodes family, I know there's always been heat between the Rhodes and the McMahons right from the get-go, and it's more than just a storyline. There's been heat with those families right from the very beginning.
Man, that shows I need to learn that.
Oh, you need to go back and learn the history on that one. It would take too damn long if I went through all the reasons why.
Well, we do that.
Okay.
Huh?
Kind of like, you know, how Bret Hart and everything had fallen out with Vince McMahon over the Montreal Screwjob.
Right.
Something very similar happened to Dusty Rhodes in the 80s.
Hmm.
And I can't even remember who he was up against. He was up against someone, and he had a shot at the title. And it was the McMahon family, because if you remember, Vince's dad was still part of the company and everything then.
Right.
And because of a conflict of interest between Dusty Rhodes and Vince McMahon's dad, Dusty Rhodes never got the title.
Oh, wow.
Personal views got in the way. So basically from there has always been that little bit of heat, because obviously, like any family, Vince is going to back up his dad and say, look, it's my father, you know, he's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it kind of followed on from there. Now, the whole thing with Legacy, when Fraction formed and everything,
mm-hmm.
there was more heat in regards to that, that Dusty Rhodes felt that Cody deserved a little bit more limelight instead of it just being based around Randy Orton. But Bob Orton has so much pull behind the scenes with WWE and some of their storylines, because him and the McMahons are very, very close. That's why there is part of the reason why Randy Orton always had that push, always got up there. Why he could pretty much write his own storyline, so to speak. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Dusty Rhodes, he hasn't been behind, you know, backwards and coming forwards on it. He's always stated that he has an issue with the McMahon family and how they run WWE and WWF before that. And the companies and everything before that.
Right. Wow.
Now go read up on your history of wrestling. Come back if you want to know anything else.
You know if I can know more about something, but.
So anyway, going back to what I was saying about tonight. The fact is that I understand that it does make for a good storyline and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the highest thug thing that they're doing. They could have done this whole storyline, including the firing of Cody Rhodes and Goldust coming in to try and get his brother's job back, without having Big Show as a hired thug. because they're making Big Show look like the biggest pussy in WWE right now.
That's just not our head agreeing.
They seriously could just keep the Shield and Randy Orton as part of like the McMahon legacy type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they then could have had, you know, right from the beginning, they could have then had Big Show walk away. And then different things happen, like when Daniel Bryan spray painted the car that mm-hmm. was given to Randy Orton. Things like that could still have happened, but all the wrestlers could have been accounted for. Do you know what I mean? Like, Triple H could have gone out to his car and the tires would be flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the referees that don't show up for a Monday Night Raw because they're all told to show somewhere else. And then it could have been Big Show behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean?
I'm wondering if they're going to probably do something like that in the upcoming weeks. Because you still got this Friday on SmackDown, like, what's going to happen on it. Well, they're probably going to make it a big issue on Main Event or Superstars, but that would be interesting to see what they're going to do with this upcoming. And plus, the pay-per-view, they got less than 3 weeks away. And speaking of a week from tomorrow, you got SmackDown coming here and Raw in Chicago. I thought they were going to mention some matches for like next week, but
yeah, they did actually. For I can't even remember what they said. Oh crap, I can't even remember what they said. Randy Orton's got a match against Daniel Bryan.
Oh.
The Hillbilly Family. Look like they should have a toothless child playing a banjo.
Oh, the Wyatt family.
Let's just say they need a little child playing a banjo with no teeth.
Oh, funny.
They are going to be there. And they mentioned one other match. I can't remember what they said.
There is a time they're probably going to mention it anyway. What? 4-2 results. Ooh, it's 2-3. Riddell and the Funkadactyls defeated Layla, Alicia Fox, and Oksana. With AJ and Natalya both at ringside. So it seems like Natalya and AJ is going to be having a feud going at it for the title, but we will see. Rob Van Dam defeated Damian Sandow. The Miz and Randy Orton went into a no contest. What the Miz was being beat the crap out of in front of his family, his mom and dad. But yeah, and then took him to the hospital and suffered like a some of a neck injury, I can say. Of course, we know about Rat. Yeah, Ryan Beck is the new Paul Heyman guy.
That kiss. The kiss around the world.
The kiss that was seen around the world.
Unbelievable. It's just like, at first he was just like, he didn't like it. Just for like 1 second, he's like, huh? He was like, hey.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And the Usos are the new number one contenders, defeating Tons of Punk and the Real Americans. So probably around, I'll say maybe Battleground or Hell in a Cell, they'll probably get their title match. Last but not least, by disqualification, Daniel Bryan defeated Roman Reigns, and after the Shield and Randy Orton tried to, you know, gain attack on Daniel Bryan, and he was on the verge of getting his neck snapped with the chair, the faces of the Raw and SmackDown roster came along and...
Which was about damn time.
Right. And kind of helped with the fight.
Yeah, but see, I'm
right.
Hoping that that's actually going to be the turnaround and that they are going to have their own alliance.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what would be actually really good is if they brought out an attorney who said that there's no way that Triple H and the McMahons and everything can fire them for certain things. Do you know what I mean? Because then you could have a bunch of matches where the McMahons could put in a stipulation, well, they have to win by such and such, such and such, and if they don't, they get fired. Well, then... You know, you could have a whole different series of events go on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just kind of reminds me of, like, this could go all the way to Survivor Series, so...
Could very well. And I'm actually wondering if they're going to play up to when Cena comes back. Do you know what I mean?
Because if that's the case, it's going to be longer.
Right. Because that's through to Royal Rumble.
Yeah, or probably up to WrestleMania, who knows.
No, I don't think it's got as far as WrestleMania. I can see them as far as Royal Rumble. Or...
Well, you heard it here first. She says Royal Rumble, I'll say Survivor Series. So,
sometimes... You said WrestleMania.
No, I'm saying it. No, I'm just saying, what about WrestleMania? It could. That's what I'm saying, but I'm thinking probably in after Survivor Series.
Right.
After Monday's Raw went off the air in Cleveland, all the faces shook hands with fans and returned back to the locker room. So whatever matches they had advertised didn't happen. So, whatever with that.
I don't think people actually really mind. So while we find some more news going on in the world, we're going to have another song. Because I think we should. And we'll be back.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from. Made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gangin' walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, jiffy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity, half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And the winter gets cold in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
And boom, boom, boom. Milwaukee, Milwaukee. Oh, the song's over.
Yeah.
They need to make something about Milwaukee. They just have some New York, LA, Chicago, Texas, and New Orleans, and all that stuff. They need to talk about something here. But, anyways, just this upcoming Saturday all the way through the end of next week will be one of the busiest weeks of WFSO. Not only there's going to be a contest for if you want to win SmackDown tickets that's going to happen or Rowdy All Parts and Cudahy, not only that Fozzy, the band with Chris Jericho, is going to be here on Sunday, not only we're having our Raw viewing party at the Hyatt.
If we can get our rooms sorted out.
Not only that SmackDown is coming here, and I'm going to have my little end of the year party at work. I'm going to crash it anyway. But somebody's birthday will be this, not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
I wonder who that could be.
Right, and I know we're supposed to end that note with a party.
We are. Friday night, we're supposed to have a birthday party. And you know what I want sung to me?
Yeah.
I want this song.
James, please don't do this.
I just had the best year of my career. I gotta keep things fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
I wear my shirt open so you see my shirt, girl. I work so hard.
is that me?
Wait, wait, wait. What do you look at the end of the year?
I work so hard for you.
Oh, he said for you. Okay. So he's like,
yes, that song has to be sung for me on my birthday. I think I should have all my male wrestling friends do it. Should have you, Roosevelt, Eric, James, Sean. Oh, what if we could get JP on Skype? You're my son. I want you singing that to me.
The Foot Locker commercial song.
Oh.
He's like, nope, never mind.
Yeah, I've seen that to my mom.
But I said, he'll sing that to somebody else. But they mentioned a couple of matches, which I think that's not going to happen. Well, the six-man with the Shield versus Mark Henry, Big Show, and Rob Van Dam, I don't think that's going to happen. Just think like a few matches will be changed, and they're only going to have, like, because I thought they were going to have Superstars, Main Event, and SmackDown. They're just going to have Main Event and SmackDown. And I guess they do Superstars on Raw.
Hmm.
I guess wherever it works. Well, you do got Raw in Chicago.
That is true.
Just coming Monday. Well, we know one of our senior veterans, Eric, is going to be down there. So it should be interesting. So
whenever that, I mean, Eric was in Minnesota last weekend. What was it? Yeah, it was last weekend, wasn't it? So he goes all over, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
He's like our roving reporter. However, I do have one over on him. The fact that I did get my photo taken with AJ Lee before him.
Oh, you. I thought he already got a photo taken with her. I guess he didn't. Well, we can almost say that. Shockingly, they haven't mentioned any appearances in the area that any of the superstars is going to make. So, kind of surprised by that because normally they'll say, like, okay, this person's going to be here, this person's going to be there.
Right.
So I'm just surprised they didn't mention that.
I'm sure they will. Sometimes they leave it to like the last minute. If you remember a couple of times last year, it was like pretty much, God, it was like about 3-4 days before when we started finding out that there was a few people going to be in town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what's going to happen again.
Right. We're interested to see if they're going to, you know, do that. but yeah, this SmackDown should be interesting. And having fun at the work after the show, you know, is always good.
Right.
Even before.
True.
I was wondering who we're going to meet next. And hopefully on next week's show, we can get some interviews with some of the WWE stars. We're going to try.
We might actually have to do it by doing it on the phone. This show, then. Because we're not walking around the flat with a fucking laptop.
Very true.
But we could do it on the phone. Who was? Oh, it was Tony Atlas who sat down next to Robert that one day and was chatting with him, weren't it?
Yeah, he was chatting with everybody.
Yeah, he was walking around having a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got everybody in the hype. They were going, pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Mm-hmm. That was classic.
Jake handed the king his ticket. He's going, what do you want me to do with this? He's like, can you sign it? Got a pen?
Nope.
How am I supposed to sign it? It's like, oh my God.
Not Jake from State Farm. But yeah, that was funny.
And I will put it out there again. I missed out on getting my photo taken with Sheamus. Last time.
Same here.
Because everybody threw their cameras at me and said, take the photo. Take your own damn photo this time. Because I want my photo taken with the wrestlers that I choose to. I missed out on a bunch of them because of that. So I'm not doing it this year.
Especially half of the people trying to bomb Russians.
Right.
Like, we're taking the area.
Exactly.
It's just like, although, like, for what? The March house show of SmackDown that came here. Although only Mark Henry showed up, but there wasn't that many people there. But I wonder if there was a lot of people that was there afterwards trying to see if they was going to come, and knowing that they was going to go straight to Chicago.
Right. And that's where, do you remember when we left, I'm trying to think, the last time we were all there, and Boogeyman was chasing John Cena's tour bus down the street. Do you remember? I'm asking you, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
You just sit laughing. You just say
no,
yes
because
or no.
It's funny.
Because everybody waved and was cheering as it went by, and then off he goes running down there trying to get his photo taken and go, can you sign this? He's in a tour bus going to Chicago. What do you think? Yes,
makes me laugh. Crazy. Right, just everywhere he goes, just is funny. Well, yeah, he is a character. Oh yeah, that's something we gotta find one day too.
What's that? Oh.
It's time for James and Roosevelt.
Oh my God! I was so embarrassed. That was when Wade Barrett and all that lot was just had their very first NXT show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was afterwards when we were all sitting around in the Hyatt lobby. The NXT guys. Which was totally awesome, it has to be said. That was just like the best. Was that the coffee night?
No, the coffee light night was later.
Was it? That was so funny that night.
Oh, about that on Puerto Rican
guy. Oh my God, yes. Kept bringing over more and more coffee. At the Hyatt, you remember?
I think that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Wasn't AJ gone?
No, AJ was sat over the other side. And he was like, that was it, because he drink coffee, Lil. Yeah. That was because he said to me when, can your son have coffee? He just came up and asked me for some, and I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Caffeine doesn't really affect him. He said he's the same as me. It just doesn't have much effect. And that was when he went on about the whole.
Yeah.
Oh, that was too funny. And it was Pam's face. She was just staring at him like, what did you just say? And then all night, every commercial that came on was that. Mm-hmm. And it was the little dog that just had us in hysterics. Oh, that was too fun.
Yeah, it was. Oh my God. Just wonder how crazy this is going to be next week. And also, I'm trying to think, like, maybe certain individuals will try to get them to come along and have an after party at,
That was so funny. Do you remember when, like, it was the last one, weren't it, where he was going around telling everybody he had all the WWE stars at Karma and everything? And it was, wasn't it Sarah who drove up there?
It was actually that hotel that was down the street.
No, because he had was telling everybody that he had an after party at Karma, and all of the wrestlers were there. And so Sarah and her friend drove over to Karma to see if it was true, and then called back, remember, and said, no, there's nobody here. And then the people at Karma were saying that a certain person who has a 10 o'clock show every Saturday night had called them up saying, yeah, expect us, we're coming up there with a bunch of wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So that they had all this food ready and all these drinks ready, and he never showed up.
Oh, wow. Well, there was another time that he's claiming he thought they had, like, wrestlers at the bar across the street.
Yep, and that never happened.
Right. It was one of those things that if something's going to happen, make sure it happens.
Right. Yeah. However, if James hands me a drink that he was going to give to a wrestler and tries stretching out my hands like he's going to wear it. I was enjoying that. I swear. Oh, my.
Oh, girl, we got stories about things that just go on and on and on.
The little Jimmy photo. That was so much fun. You remember that, Robert? Brilliant. Getting photos with little Jimmy.
He drew the photo of little Jimmy.
He did that really good picture, didn't he, little Jimmy?
Yeah,
but no, there was us taking like photos with little Jimmy, like little Jimmy on the laptop, little Jimmy hanging out, coming out of the elevator, all that lot. And it was just, oh my God, we just was getting everybody, weren't we? Like, quick, pretend you got little Jimmy next to you, pretend you got little Jimmy next to you.
Okay, here's like maybe the $1 million question for everybody. Like, just say like we go down there and just hang out whatever all Tuesday morning. Who would you want to see the most and get an autograph or a picture with? Or go?
Do I really have to say?
Go right here.
My way, baby.
Oh, way there?
Yeah. I will knock motherfuckers out of the way to get to that man.
If there's more, you can mention them too.
You're my son. I could go to jail for hitting you.
Sure.
Oh, I can knock you out. I just choose not to.
No, you
trust me on
that.
Could I knock him out?
Probably can.
Thank you very much.
And who? Is there any more?
No. Right there.
He's right there. All right, now what about you?
You know who she wants to meet? Doug Ziggler.
Yeah! Mr. Shaw. Yeah.
His real name is actually Dolph, not Doug.
No, Ziggler. Thank you very much.
Black Doug Ziggler.
Yes, I would love to meet him.
Doug Ziggler.
Yes, I would love to meet him.
Well, I ain't gonna ask Robert because he probably I don't care.
No, I'll ask you.
Okay, what's the one superstar you would like to meet in this upcoming up show?
One or
it could be more than one.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't know.
I think the thing is, it's one of those things that, like, you wasn't sure last the other times we've been there until you met certain ones. Then you're like, that was really cool. I really liked him.
Yeah.
You and the Miz and Alex Riley. That was just awesome.
Can't think of anybody. Maybe Jimmy Noel,
because
he's always just randomly there for no reason.
Because he's on the writing stuff. And hires talent.
They're like the agents.
Nope.
Hill's been on the first level. Wonder I'm meet him. And it's that number one thing. And the number one thing, like, probably where everybody wanted to go for, and including Eric himself, if he's listening, Randy Orton.
Trouble is, Randy Orton comes in by tour bus and normally goes directly to the Bradley Center. So we'd actually have to go to the Bradley Center to catch him. How do you even know?
I don't know.
It's like, you've never been down there. How would you know?
I don't know. How do you know if she's never been down there?
The other day, she's never been down there.
Why do you know that
you've got nothing now?
Mainly, she hasn't like met like the superstars and stuff for once.
I'm salty, you salty.
Yes, you are.
Please, Robert, shut up.
Mom, you're the saltiest character from Bach.
Do you know what? You need to shut up right now because I'm getting tired of it.
Shut up.
Because I can. No, because you get grounded if you do. Because you need to remember who's the parent and who's the child. And I think you forget sometimes. Yeah, carry on laughing at me and see what happens. Because I really am not in the frame of mind to deal with that.
What are we arguing on the show for? How do we get from wrestling to arguing?
Moving on.
That's how it is.
Okay, let's see. Orton will probably be the main one, I see. Dolph Ziggler, and wait a minute, have Eric ever met AJ Lee?
No. No, if you remember when they were in town for NXT, which was when she very first was there, Eric had gone to the airport because he said nobody else was at the hotel. He left early to go to the airport to catch Vince McMahon and all that lot. And we were like, he's like, are you going to come with us? We're like, no, because there's still some of the NXT lot upstairs. He's like, no, they all left. Well, then me, Sean, and Robert were sat downstairs, and AJ Lee came out the elevator. And Sean's going, that's AJ. Go get out, go up to and ask for our photos. I said, you want out your photo? You asked her.
I thought that was the day of the show.
No, that was the following day, in the morning, before we all left.
Oh.
And then Sean went up to her. And it was so funny. He was like tapped on the shoulder and he's like, here, come in a minute. And she's like, what's up? And he's like, three of us, can we have our photo taken? And that was when she took the photo with him first and then with me and Robert afterwards. That was the following morning after the show.
Oh.
And she was like, thanks so much, I didn't even know if people recognized me. Like, and she is tiny. Do you remember how tiny she was? Like, AJ, you'd be probably as tall as her now.
I don't know, but probably still thinking it was the day or but...
It was the following day because we were all leaving. It was like 6 in the morning.
Because I know, like, the ref Vince and them hack came along too, and they said it wasn't going to the show or whatnot. I don't know. But,
I hate mornings.
We know you ain't a morning person.
You know, you ain't a morning person either.
I can admit that. I used to be a morning person.
And then he had a child come into his life. Do you know what? Cut it out.
What?
Yeah. Because as of late, your main aim in your life during the day is to be cruel and pick on me, and I'm getting tired of it.
He was talking
about me. No, he wasn't. He said Mom's never been a morning person.
Well, I thought he meant like I was never. I thought he meant me.
No, he said Mom's never been a morning person.
I'm not a morning person. I've never been a morning person.
Wait a minute. What did I say?
iPhone 5 got bitches like, I can't wait till he's asleep so I can unlock his phone with his fingers.
Because the new iPhone 5 has got fingerprint.
Right. We're going to find like, kick him out of bed and do all that stuff. But, gosh, who else?
I would just like to point out that I have never gone through your phone.
No, she has. Mine.
I'll go through your phone because you are under 18 and I have a right to know what you're doing to make sure that you're not doing anything stupid.
I'm not doing anything stupid.
You're a teenager. Something stupid will happen.
Anyways, I think at least, there, I know there are a few divas I would want to meet. Although,
Meet.
Yeah, right. I ain't gonna get lucky with no one.
How'd you know that? Someone might see you and think, ooh, chocolate daddy.
I'm waiting
for that one male wrestler to go all fat chick and just whisk me away. Now my luck would be Mark Henry, but who cares?
But,
I'd never let you go into one of those rooms with wrestlers. If you did, I'd leave. I'd move. I'd call Nana and make her buy me a plane ticket. And I'd live there. Because I am not going to have you sleep with a wrestler and get away with it.
Oh, but AJ can, huh?
Yeah.
Because
he's a man.
You need to speak with your boy. No, you need to sit
I'm
down and speak with your boy.
Oh, wow.
Men can do it. Women can.
They just get called names after they do it, which
I'll take being called a slut and a whore just for one night with certain wrestlers.
Because I like not calling you. I don't know why.
If there's a female wrestler that I would want to sleep with that's in the WWE, that'd be AJ.
That would be so confusing, calling out each other's names.
AJ!
Oh, AJ! Oh, AJ! You'll be like, yes? Yes. You'll be going like, are you talking to me or yourself?
Yeah, but when they did their NXT Divas part, although Naomi was there, I was like, crap, I ain't getting a picture. Everybody got their picture before me, and she was just like, I'm tired, I've got to go. She probably would be another I would want to meet.
Beth Phoenix was another one who didn't want
people. She was like, she'll do autographs and not
photos.
Like, I don't give a damn autograph. But I think I'm going to bring my hat this time.
I'm going to ask you a silver mask then. It's a shame I couldn't get the Maddest Memory shirt done in time, because then I would have had that signed. And auctioned it off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't do that. It makes you look like a brown pig.
What, this?
Yeah. Pushing your nostril. Oh, can we put a song on now?
Sure.
We've got 9 minutes left.
You got 9 minutes left?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're probably going to end up ending the show early.
Yeah.
Fine by me. Just play a song and we'll probably come up with more stuff to say.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
We have four minutes left.
See, you ran out of something to say.
Yeah.
We was looking at a picture that Hazel Robert and Roosevelt had to the Jeff Hardy. Oh my God. But
do you remember that? There was a pay per view where I balanced all the cups on top of my bottle.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
But we was talking about the driving we had to do from here in Milwaukee all the way up to Springfield, Illinois.
Oh,
a 4-hour drive.
No, it was longer than that when we get there.
Oh, it was like 4 hours.
No, it was like 5 hours because we couldn't find the place. And then it was only 4 hours getting home. And we had the coolest coffee pour this over.
Oh, yeah, it would have been 4 hours.
So
we didn't get 4 hours.
Ever
pull us over or anything. No, not pull us over, but I'm saying that.
We didn't signal when we
right.
pulled out.
Which I thought I did, but.
What?
Your face!
What?
Your face!
I love that one with him with Sergeant Slaughter.
What if I do this thing?
Oh, that's what y'all went to, that,
Legends
yeah.
on Ice. See? Me with AJ.
Y'all the same height.
Yeah. Well, actually, she's a little bit shorter than me. That is the worst picture of the history of phone.
You look like a little...
You look
like...
And I was the only one who got photo with Santino.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
I was when he first came in. It was when he went, remember, he went up to his room and then came back down and then took photos with everybody else.
No, okay. I took a picture with him.
It's not his. Michael Cole. Pre-alcohol. Shut up, Robert.
Oh, for the move.
Move. Oh, my God, it's too funny. You were Jordan. Look at that hair. God, what did I do to you? I'm so sorry for that haircut, Robert.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was looking
what?
At it. It
looks
like a...
Like.
Are you a peppy boy?
I was looking at the shirt.
You used to love that shirt. That was the even funniest part.
Oh, my God.
That was one of your favorite shirts. Thank God you got some fashion tips.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, don't forget that.
Oh, bless. Oh, lost. That was like a month before Aaron died.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
That was one of the best.
This was here we met, started meeting people.
Yep.
Like R-Truth and Matt Hardy. Which, speaking of which, if people want to see what happened with the Matt Hardy R-Truth thing, look, go to Matt Hardy's YouTube page and you'll find the episode with us on there. What?
Oh, no.
I don't even see anything funny. I still don't see anything funny.
Okay.
Oh, look at like he's laughing at someone's like, what?
He's a sad man. Okay, you can go now. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want to keep looking at pictures.
That's funny, but that's all the time we have.
No, we've got 30 more minutes.
Oh, you still want to keep going?
You can keep going if you want.
Well, I will say this. Look for us around downtown for the
God.
next four days starting Sunday. Should be a good rocking time.
Rock and roll.
I think get a chair, get that autograph.
Yep. Who is that?
Daniel
Bryan.
When he was called Brian Danielson, which
yep.
is his real name.
That was when he was with
That was like he was with Ring of Honor, then went to WWE, then he got fired, then he came back. That was because he made commitments with other shows, and he was just like, I got to finish these commitments before.
Right.
Yeah. And it was a lot of wrestlers that was fighting for him to get his job back.
The whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You asked me to use that.
Yeah? What's wrong with me having that as my profile pic? Oh, it's a couple of years old. It doesn't matter. And I have bright red hair.
I just...
What did you... Why didn't you keep that hair?
Because of me.
He doesn't like it.
I didn't think it was her, so... That was just how I felt.
Oh my God. I don't even want to go
please,
there.
Please,
no.
Please.
But do you think we should finish for the night?
Yeah, I think we should finish for the night. But don't forget to check out our other episodes, including the Smart List, which is supposed to debut next week. Also, you got Hazel runs her mouth on Wednesdays. Thursday, you know, we'll just throw anything, maybe special events and stuff. Friday is the re-up.
Yep.
Saturday is the M&A hour. And, of course, Sunday, well, this coming Sunday will be the return of BGU. So check us out, waltartradio.com/WFSO Radio Network.
Sunday. So this is me saying bye-bye.
John's waving bye-bye. And Robert looked like he's drugged up.
And on that note, we're going to have Blurred Lines again because that song kicked ass.
But then again, peace out, and hopefully we will have a special live episode next week.
I peace, Femda.
What's up?
Everybody get up.